Diary, July 1906. July 5th to 25th, 1906. July 5th. Let all who are now searching the Scriptures read and obey the true Sabbath of the Lord. This morning I thank and praise my Heavenly Father for His keeping power. I am recovering from the sickness of influenza, which has afflicted me since I came from Loma Linda. I contracted a cold in Los Angeles. My heart is drawn out after God this morning, and I will praise His holy name who gives me much freedom in writing. Last night instruction was given me that the enemy of God and man would arrange matters that will work minds to keep them in questioning doubt, and if we try to answer these unbelieving presentations, He will continually manufacture trifles of questionings that will occupy the mind and consume the time. This God forbids. Time is golden, and the Holy Spirit has given His messenger the precious, unchangeable truth. July 6, 1906. I thank my Heavenly Father for the instruction that is given me. Repeat the truth with pen and with voice. Take up no quibbles, but the affirmation of truth. The world cannot discern the makeshifts of Satan's devising to bring up controversy with jots and tittles of nothingness that bring the soul into perplexity. To avail anything that will meet the case and relieve the mind of the unbelief that was sown by speech and contemplation of things unworthy of a moment's reflection, we must present truth, precious truth. Speak the truth. Pray the truth. The life of Christ is before us. We are His messengers and can express the truth in heart, mind, soul, and voice. Dwell not on matters of minor importance. Spend not time on jots and titles. Let all consider the statement, "Know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him." Psalm 4, verse 3. July 14, 1906. St. Helena Sanitarium, California. I awoke at 2 o'clock a.m. My heart is under a continual burden because of the deceptive influence exercised by satanic forces of the evil angels upon human minds. I plead with the Lord that He would open the blind eyes. July 15th. When I awake in the night season, the burden of my prayer is, "Reveal Thyself to Thy people. Break Satan's power that is now over those who refuse to be warned. Teach me Thy will, and imbue me with Thy Spirit, that I shall be strengthened to ever bear the clear light of the testimony Thou hast given me to come to many in this world." July 17, 1906. My great sorrow is not for myself, that I feel and know I am misjudged, but it is that human agencies are carrying on a warfare against God and His only beloved Son, Jesus Christ, working contrary to Christ. Christ is the divine teacher, the truth, the way, and the life. Christ teaches everyone who will seek His counsel. I say in gratitude and thankfulness, "Thou hast taught me from my youth, and now I trust Him when old and gray-headed." Christ is light. In Him is no darkness at all. The events of ages are all under His control. Christ is the author of every good and gracious enterprise. As He is the author, so also is He the finisher of our faith. Christ came to our world to open a long and continuous and decisive battle against all evil. He calls young men and young women to His standard of truth to war the good warfare. I enlisted in the Lord Jesus Christ's army when I was 11 years old. To be on the side of Christ has been my highest ambition. I am now filling up, until the 26th of November, the few remaining months of my 79 years of life, and the Lord enables me to bear my testimony to old and young. I praise the Lord that young men and women have a work to do, and the aged have testimonies to bear in vindication of the truth and of the faithfulness of the God whom we serve. I am not anxious whether I live or die, but just as long as life lasts, I acknowledge that my divine teacher is Jesus Christ. The Lord chooses His own agents for each year and each day in the year, and each hour should be a consecrated service because the controlling hand of God is upon me. All my life has been a life of discipline in the solemn, sacred work of being His messenger, to give warnings that are to be given to the world. The message given me from my youth is enjoined upon me, to be faithful in declaring the message given me, whether they to whom it is given receive it or not. The word of the Lord is still given to me. Not one word is to be diminished. I am charged by the Lord to speak the words He shall give me, and His Holy Spirit shall implant the words spoken in many hearts. I am charged to war the good warfare, to exalt heaven-revealed truth against those who oppose. Cannot I cheerfully bear the trials and the resistance and opposition to heaven-revealed truth by the very ones who ought to uphold me and stand by my side to help me to hold fast the gospel? Woe would be unto me if I should suffer my mind to be turned away one jot or tittle from the testing truth for this time. I must stand in vindication of heaven-revealed truth. I have suffered much in heart, soul, body, and strength because of the peril of souls for rejecting the truth. God never changes. All are to keep an open ear and understanding heart. This morning, my soul is drawn out after the Lord Jesus. I thank the Lord that I am better in health than yesterday. Great weakness was upon me. I am not strong today, but I am more comfortable. I have committed myself unto God. I have full confidence that the Lord will give me His special help, as He has done all through my experience. I need help every hour, that my mind will be kept in peace while I try to do the will of the Lord in writing and in holding fast the promises. My prayer this morning is simple. Teach me, O Lord, Thy way and Thy will. I want every thought and every word expressed with pen and voice to be in accordance with Thy will. Help me in the coming conference to present the testimonies Thou hast given me. Thou, God, requirest preparation on the part of Thy people, that they may be purified, hearing and obeying all the commandments of God. If such holiness was necessary that the Israelites might receive the law, what manner of persons ought we to be that we may obtain the mercy promised in the gospel? July 25, 1906, Campground, Oakland, California. How shall I bear impressively the commission Christ has given to His people, the privilege of being workers with the Spirit of all truth manifest in the flesh, the divine Son of God, clothed with humanity, a channel devised and prepared to be continually receiving and imparting the heavenly current? Himself the overflowing fountain, He receives to communicate to all those who will accept the gift.